And it's Pamela with you through until 12 o'clock. Yes, Frank Mitchell's body double is here. And joining me on the line now is a man who knows all about finance, because you may have heard on the news, the latest figures show that house prices have risen across Northern Ireland over the last year. So is this a sign that the economy is on the up? Jamie Delaghi is the man to tell us. Good morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning, Pamela.
So is it a sign the economy is on the up with the house prices rising?
Well, no.
Thank you, Jamie. Lovely to talk to you.
I'm sorry to say, but no, because if you look at the annual increase, which is about 6%, which is pretty healthy, let's face it, most of it, by far the majority of it, was concentrated in the first half of last year. The second half, and I think this is significant, the bit that followed Brexit, actually there was very modest increase, less than 2%. So you have to wonder, is that a coincidence that when Brexit happens, house prices start to slow down? They're still going up, but at a very modest pace. And I think it is to do with the fact that people are wondering what on earth this Brexit thing is going to mean. So they're sitting on their hands to a degree, and you are seeing evidence. Okay, it's a bit anecdotal, but you're seeing evidence of houses going on the market. You see a sale agreed sign, and then the sale sign is pulled down, and up comes a up for sale again. So that indicates to me people feeling a wee bit edgy, a wee bit, you know, I'm not sure what's going on. I think I'll just wait and see how this pans out. But, you know, taking that at its broadest, you're still seeing increases in house prices, even post-Brexit. So, you know, the numbers are, from the point of view of homeowners, still relatively healthy.
But it can be good news, but also bad news, because good news for somebody who's trying to sell a house, bad news for people who are trying to get onto the property ladder.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I mean, I've been looking at in recent months the mortgage rates that are available, say, to first-time buyers. And, frankly, you need to put down at least 15% to get the best deals. I mean, you can get a deal with 10%, no problem, but you're looking to put down 15%. So if you take a house, and let's say maybe the leafier suburbs of Belfast, but still, you know, I'm not talking about really upmarket, you might easily pay $150,000. Now, if you have to get a 15% deposit, that's £20,000. That's a lot of money, unless the Bank of Mum and Dad comes in and helps out. It's a lot of cash to get to drum up, to put down, to get the best deal. So I think a number of younger people are finding it difficult, find that, you know, that, okay, so everybody's cheering at house prices going up, but with each increase, the prospect of getting your foot on the ladder just gets that bit further away.
It certainly does. And there are various schemes that you hear about. You know, as you mentioned, the Bank of Mum and Dad. If Mum and Dad, you know, some banks are saying, oh yes, but if Mum and Dad lend you that money, if you keep up your mortgage payments, we'll guarantee Mum and Dad get that money back in 10 years.
Yeah, there's an interesting one. I haven't got the details of it. I mean, I looked into it, but I just couldn't quote you the exact chapter and verse on it. But Barclays are doing an interesting scheme whereby, you know, the parents can come in and sort of help out a young person to get on the ladder. I'll tell you what is a brilliant scheme. The government has one where if you save now, they will then put in 25% extra, and that's really, really good. Now, the thing about the saving scheme is it has to go to the house, so you really have to be sure that if you're saving, you don't want to decide, oh, do you know what, I'll just stay in rented accommodation long term, because your money is intended for that purpose. So, you know, you really, it is an enterprise, an initiative that is designed for people who want to buy a house. So there are various things out there that are helping younger people, but still, I come back to it, 20 grand,
that's
a lot of money.
That is a lot of money, it really, really is. And but, I mean, if you look about, you know, the mortgage lenders are still, you know, they want your business. You know, it was a while ago that they were going, oh, no, we don't really want your business, and they were making it very, very difficult.
Well, I think they're all keen, you know, after the scars of the past, they're all keen to lend. That's not a problem. What is interesting, I think I was at a briefing with the Danske Bank, and they were talking about the number of people who just generally now, I'm not talking about first-time buyers, but generally are going for fixed-rate mortgages. And normally it's about 50-50, fixed-rate floating. The vast majority, something like 90%, are opting for fixed rate. What does that tell you? It tells you that people, again, back to this point, are just a wee bit nervous, don't know what's happening. Why not fix and get some certainty in your financial affairs? So, again, I just make the point that it doesn't indicate that the market's in a troubled state, but there's just...
It's a bit wobbly.
A bit wobbly. It's just a wee bit wobbly until we see what this... What's coming down the line? Because another thing that's happening and is that inflation's up. Now, if inflation stays high, the government will have to act and then put up interest rates. That just means the mortgages get that bit more expensive. So you don't know what's happening there. So people are, I think they're watching a lot. I wouldn't be surprised if things don't just meander for a while while we get our heads around what Brexit and indeed inflation is going to hold in store for us.
Because if inflation goes up, then the price of everything else goes up, with the interest rates going up, oil, etc., which we all have to rely on.
Well, it's funny you should mention oil. Oil isn't really factored into in any great way the inflation statistics across the border, because the vast majority, I don't know the number, but maybe 90% of people are on natural gas. That is not the case in Northern Ireland. In Northern Ireland, I would say 2 out of 3 homes are on oil. And, I mean, out in the country, it would be close to 100%. So you have a vast number of people there who are relying on oil. Well, oil is up 60% from this
time last. 60. Wow.
That is phenomenal, isn't it? It's about 125 for a fill of 500 litres. It's now 230 something and around there. It is 220. I can't remember the exact number, but it's gone from just over 100 to just over 200, and it is a massive increase. And so, you know, people, inflation here in reality is that bit higher, not hugely higher, but if you're talking about a national inflation rate of 1.8, might be 2.3 here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of money goes out on energy. And across the water, natural gas, the price of it hasn't really moved that much. Oil certainly, I don't call it a big ticket item, but it's a major aspect of your expenditure. It has definitely gone up. So people here are feeling it. And of course, anybody who is driving a car, which is the vast majority of us, is noticing now that the cost of oil, of petrol and diesel, is going up. So we're getting hit. Rural areas, Northern Ireland is largely speaking a rural area, is suffering the effects
Absolutely.
Of rising prices.
Well, Jamie, it's always a pleasure. One day we'll have good news.
Sometime.
Jamie, lovely to talk to you as ever.
Right, Pamela.
Thanks very much indeed, Jamie DeLargy, just talking about inflation on the up and, it's